It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 912.
Happy Fat Friday, Gronks. What's happening? What is going on? What do you got, JJ?
I've got a going local today. Like we said, we're going to support small businesses, and this is a favourite.
Can we say when we realised, because we make a lot of promises, and one was to the rest of the year, all Fat Fridays, local businesses, support local. Nice thing to do.
Yep.
But you remembered, great memory, when we almost had made the, you know, pulled the trigger on going to Hungry Jack's.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And then we quickly realised. And the other thing too is I had a shoot this morning with Mr. 97. And when we have early shoots, sometimes we'll get coffee. I don't like going in necessarily to cafes. So I went to McDonald's. I also got supporting the Ronald McDonald, you know, Happy Day, the house thing. They do socks now.
Happy, yeah. Socks?
And so I got a pair. Oh, my God. There's like $5. It's quite cool.
I like those.
Yeah, so you can have them. They're from the business, so I can put them aside for you. Get tax deductible.
No, I do. I mean, they're very hipster. Like, it look great with sort of like a little kind of, you know, three-quarter pant vibes.
They are quite trendy. But no, today is about supporting local, and that is why I am having one of my favourites from Abbotsford when I used to live on in Victoria Park, sort of it wasn't at Victoria Park.
You didn't live in the park. You lived in an apartment building.
It was an apartment building near Victoria Park in Abbotsford. And one of my favourite places to go was on Johnston Street, and it's a place called Kelso's.
Oh, yes.
And they do a tuna melt. And so I have a tuna melt today, along with I ordered a hash brown. They gave me two. I've already eaten.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So I had a hash brown as well.
You think hash brown, you think the shape that comes from McDonald's, is it the same shape?
Yeah, shape. So I mean, it's like
I mean, that's not McDonald's shape of a hash brown. That's the same. That's from the same supplier. Mm-hmm. But at least you paid a local business. I mean, I paid a local business. I went to Hunky Dory's and got some grilled calamari. And when I say grilled, I mean fried.
Oh, this has chicken salt on it. Yum.
Oh, absolute winners.
So you've got fried calamari or what?
Yeah. Salt and pepper. Uh-huh. Salt and pepper fried calamari. It's beautiful. From Hunky Dory's. But look, we're in our own homes. We're eating what we want. We can stink the house out if we want.
Yep.
You know, like I go to my brother's place the other day. I walked in. I was like, whoa, fucking salmon. Mm. Salmon's been here. He was cooking salmon on the stove. So I like to bake it because I hate the offensive smell, to be honest. And so you're in your own house. You can do that. I didn't feel like I wasn't in a place saying you shouldn't have done that.
Well, the tuna melts don't smell bad. Like, I am very opposed to bad smelling fish.
I don't even think it's like, so here it is. Went into the office the other day. Jess had been in there. George had been in there. And it smelt like a chicken shop.
Mm.
Like, so pungent. So, I mean,
offensive.
Offensive because of how strongly it smelt. I don't think chicken smells offensive.
Yeah.
Off chicken is how you'd reference offensive chicken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But just based on the absolute abuse it gave my nostrils, I was
especially
like, oh my
God. Especially when you're not eating it.
Which brought up the thought of, where is it appropriate in your workplace to eat certain types of foods? That looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, it is good. This tuna melt.
Tell you where one place, I mean, this is actually, you can be the judge.
Mm-hmm.
This is the headline. Undertakers stop for Macca's with dead body in the back of hearse.
Oh.
So
that's pretty gross, isn't it?
So it's a funeral car.
Mm-hmm.
They're the Uber for the dead people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, A to B, B to A, and then, you know, whatever happens after that. But
no, you can't be eating, you know, anything. You can't be eating nuggets while someone's dead. Don't you think that's almost like eating while taking a dump?
I mean, both smell like death sometimes.
But don't you think it's different? Like, are we being sort of judgmental
of the job? I think the job ends up being, you're quite removed from it. You can't be a hearse driver and be so emotionally attached to every job that you've got. You just
you're picking
last.
The kids up from school in a hearse?
I mean, not in a hearse. The contentious point is that there was someone in the back, mm-hmm. and that someone happened to be a woman, and that someone has family, blah, blah, blah. You know, you get it.
So someone's gotten upset about it?
So someone's taken a photo. A shocked onlooker has slammed Undertakers as disrespectful for stopping to eat Maccas with a dead mum still in the hearse. Deborah.
Did they at least ask if she wanted anything?
Otherwise known as Dibbidob Deborah, 57, shared snaps of the peckish funeral workers eating breakfast despite having a flour-covered coffin behind them in Kent in southeast England.
I mean, they need to eat. Well, so they weren't eating in the car, or they were?
No, they're eating. They've gone to get their Maccas, and they're in the car.
I wonder. Can you leave a dead body in a car? Is it considered sort of obviously important goods? Like, if you go into the shops, do you have to worry that I don't want to leave the? Or you got to put a towel over it so no one knows because they might steal it?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Usually, they're taken from the funeral parlour. This is like where my auntie used to work. That's what the dead bodies I saw were the ones. Like, I think that's probably more inappropriate at some level, showing some kid the dead family member versus the people who are driving. I don't quite know. I just think I don't think it's the end of the world. I think it's just your timing. Uh-huh. Why do you need Maccas? But I don't think I can relate to how they feel because in my mind I'd be fucking freaked out. I've got nothing I want to do other than, what am I doing with a dead body in my car? Anyway, I've murdered somebody.
Yeah.
Exactly. I've murdered somebody. But, yes.
I mean, what other jobs do you have to be sensitive like that?
Oh, mate, think about any kind of beauty parlor or fragrant-driven business.
Perfume shops are so fragrant.
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much. I mean, get it. Baby gets a headache. Mm-hmm. Baby can't choose. All I end up doing is just sniffing coffee beans and I don't know if anything works.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, and then I just, I don't know, just trying everything.
It'd be disgusting, like eating a tuna melt whilst in a perfume shop would be hard work.
So, what else is there? I mean, what other, I mean, anything, you'd be
eating
surprised
on the
when
job.
You, eating on the job. So, tradies, building sites, anything really goes.
Painting, you can't be like painting someone's house.
A jeweler.
Whilst eating.
A jeweler. It's more where people come into the workplace that becomes the real issue when there's others around. And so, I mean, this was the thing. I used to see personal trainers eating.
Like, that's not good.
Legit saw a guy, chicken and rice, just training whilst, at the squat rack, eating his chicken and rice.
No, you can't do that. I mean, we were filming again, Sevs and I, at a school today, and there's a reward system. So if the kids are good, they can sort of they get money, fake money, and then they can buy stuff with the fake money.
And so it still has, it's got currency. It's actually
yeah. So some of them was like work the whole day laying down like on it with pillows. Like that was one of them. Another one was like game time. Like you can spend half an hour playing a game or whatever.
How do you win that?
Well, I think it was $50. You had to use $50.
Earn
so you earn the credit. But my favorite one was having a snack whilst doing your work.
Oh, and they have these not meant to eat them in class.
And they have, like if you see a pole or whatever, it's like the girls wanted, you rip it off type of thing. It was sort of that deal. They had sort of, you can rip off the different prizes. And the one that had the most things torn off was the snacks. So kids value the idea of having a cookie whilst doing their work.
Mate. It was your motto, but I definitely felt it. Just, I'm hungry. I was always fucking hungry.
Yeah.
Kids, a lot of kids are just hungry. Like, I remember it snacking hard.
What did you have at recess?
Oh, my bro and I were talking about, because my brother and I went to the same primary school, and his wife went to one, but we kind of, the families knew each other when we were younger, but she had the same, and that was she called it tuck lunch, which I never called it tuck lunch. Mm-hmm. Tuck lunch. I would have. I felt like I would have been bashed for calling it tuck lunch as a kid when I transitioned from lunch? a private school to a public school. Mm-hmm. I referenced. It wasn't play lunch. It was the tuck shop or
canteen.
The canteen. I called it the tuck shop, and people were like, fuck? Not, and so then it goes further. Tuck lunch, you'd get beaten at that public school I went to.
Tuck lunch is a tuck lunch what?
Tuck shop lunch.
Okay.
Tuck lunch.
That was me every day. I was a lunch order kid.
Well, there was, and you might have them because maybe it was just our era, the drumsticks, chicken drumsticks that were, there was no bone in them. They were just a shape. Draw a comical drumstick, and that's what it came out as. Mm-hmm. But it was like, it was the same, think about a hash brown, if that was in the shape of a drumstick.
Yeah.
Just like this little squiggle, you know. And so that they were next level. Mm-hmm.
They were good. Yeah, we had them.
Oh, but the subs, which were they were these chicken strips that all taste the same. They've got like little pop bits in them, you know, like they look like almost like
chicken
little
tenders.
They were tenders, but they were fried tenders, and you get two of them in a roll.
Yes,
I just remember. I was all about that because I didn't want to be at school, and I was hungry, pubescent, and then just wanted my chocolate milk. It's just such child behavior. It's such a teen thing, just drinking your big chalky milk.
My favorite was probably the year eight, they started doing this at my school because I remember it was a time where there was a movie club as well. Oh, so yeah. You would watch a movie at lunchtime and you'd get you'd get something from the canteen. Mm. Nachos.
Oh yeah, that's
in a bucket decadent. in this plastic sort of bucket. That was epic. It's like sour cream, salsa, heaps of cheese on it. But the go-to was hot dogs. Like when I was in primary school, it was a hot dog, and then an orange mineral water, which I thought that mineral water was healthier than soft drink, but I just discovered it was just another brand. But
I know what you mean. The Deep Spring.
Yeah.
Deep Spring. Deep Spring, I thought, that was health.
Yeah. In regards to actual snacks, there was a few things that I never got just because Mum is a dental nurse. The funny thing is she would let us have soft drink. Growing up, I would have about a liter of Coca-Cola a day.
That's you. You needed that.
Yeah.
Your mum wasn't giving you.
So what I was doing.
Did your mum know you were having that?
Yeah, she would have known. Because I was doing 600 mil bottle at lunch. And then you have two big glasses after school. And so the two big glasses would be equating to at least 500 mil. So you got 600 plus 500. You got over a liter. Mm. Every day.
I mean, my mum didn't let us have that shit in the house. Mm. But like we had juice and stuff, but I don't know. I mean, this is Bodhi likes to have a little sip of my Coke, and it's Diet Coke, but I try to say it's yucky. Nah, you don't want this. But he starts to he's onto it. He's onto chewing gum now.
Yeah.
Like,
on the chewing gum thing, that reminds me, the thing that I wasn't allowed were roll-ups. Because of their chew factor, because Mum just thought that's how you lose teeth.
Well, it sticks to your, you feel your teeth the and roof, it feels like there's no cavities, but there might be a bevel sort of goes down and it just absolutely clogs it up. Mm-hmm. It makes your teeth just, So I feel
the
sugar's sitting in there. Roll-ups, yeah.
Because you can get, there was the roll-ups that were like a square. It was like four colors or whatever. But then there was a really long
tape.
Ones that had paper. Tape.
Yeah, it was the roll-up tape.
Mm.
Sick.
You just put the whole thing in your mouth and chew. That was what it was just like a bit like gobstoppers. Were you a big gobstopper guy?
Nah, but I mean, I got them. I always just got annoyed at them.
Yeah, and they're just a bit slow.
I'd smash them because I'd like there's like some fizzy bit in the middle. Like it's just like a
sherbet.
It's got some powdery, sherbety style, compressed off the block, you know? It's
Then there was amazing how these
flavors can just. I'm really remembering being in the schoolyard eating a roll up.
Yeah.
Just thinking, it was the best part of your day at that point.
Yeah. Sam boy, chips, I've said this before, chips were always available in our house, but I wasn't a chip guy.
Chips
would stay for a very long time. But Sam boy, chips were a big thing. Little like fun size Mars bar would be so my play lunch would be a Mars bar and chips. Something sweet, something savoury.
Nellie said that at her school we had chippy dogs, chips in a hot dog bun.
Yum.
Animals. You could add a potato cake for 50 cent.
That's good value.
That is.
Yeah, I wonder what the deal is now. Like what are kids doing? Because even when it came to the shoot for the school, I said, it would be nice to have something as a snack, and you got a bunch of sort of bliss ball type things.
Oh, can I just tell you about that?
Yeah.
Sorry, just quickly. So I was getting some snacks for the shoot. I didn't want to buy, I didn't want a bag. I didn't have any bag with me. So I took the whole entire like cartridge or like what Steph Claire Smith's brand and Laura's Bliss Ball. What are they? What's her brand? Keep It Cleaner. So how they're displayed on the shelf, I just took the whole thing because I bought like $20 worth. Mm-hmm. I'm walking down the street, so I look like a promo boy. I've got this thing, you're seeing the branding.
Oh, no.
And I'm walking down Victoria Street, and this guy, I'm walking towards him. I mean, he could be described as a junkie. Someone might ever describe him as that. And he, I get close and I kind of just look down so I don't have to make eye contact with him. And then which is a bad move because you should be looking straight ahead. Because as he said, hey, to me, I shat myself because I'd been looking down so I didn't see it happening. Bad move. I look up and he's looking at me. He's like, what are they? I said, these are protein balls. Do you want one?
Oh, really?
And he's like, oh, yeah, brother. Thank you. It was this nice exchange. And then I was like, yeah, fuck, which one did he get? He got the donut one.
Oh, he got one of the cinnamon, because you only had one donut one, one cinnamon donut one. So well, he got one. Mason said it tasted like a cinnamon donut.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, I hope he liked it as much as Mason.
Yeah, he loved it. But, what I discovered was all these things you have to consider now. It's like anaphylactic stuff. So I didn't bring any of the snacks because I didn't want to be the one that fucking accidentally brings nuts on site and kills a kid.
Oh, it is very true. You don't want to be that guy.
No, definitely not.
Pulls out the EpiPen, has to jab it in. I mean, we were at a Katush in Hawthorne. It's like a cake shop. It was the only place open. I wanted a hot chocolate and it was like 6:30 p.m.
When's this?
We went out for a night drive. This was last week. We went for a little night drive.
Is this when
you're
doing chap laps?
Nah. Earlier in the week. And so we drove to Hawthorne. I like that area. And then we saw this cake shop open. We went in and they've got these. They're known for this special kind of like European donut looking pastry thing. And the lady in there gave some to Bo. Would you like some? She didn't know him, but she really liked him. And then she broke some off and he grabbed it and put it in his mouth and crunched it. And then she's like, has he got a nut allergy? Because it's fucking covered in the things at this point. And I was like, no, you can eat anything. I was like, thankfully.
Yeah, it is a risk. I was even thinking about I'm catching up with some mates over the weekend. And mates with kids just sort of like, you want to win the kids over. You say I'm thinking, I remember when I was a kid, you remember the people who bring shit for you. You remember, just little things.
Colin Kay brought me white chocolate, which I wouldn't be a fan of now, but white chocolate Freddo Frogs. But that was his thing, exactly like you're saying.
And so it would be nice. So I remember one time my cousin Kobe, I believe, got me a Power Ranger, like a doll. It was sick.
That's generous.
Yeah. And so the thing is, and I just remember, like, I remember it being such a big thing. Mm-hmm. And so then I wonder, it's like, okay, what's the, do you just project what you want them to do? Like, because I was thinking, it's like, how do you know what to get? I guess you got to think about, oh, what are they into? What do they get them something, you know?
Yeah. Oh, let's work out what you're going to get this kid. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's two of them. Yeah, I just wonder.
PlayStation 5.
Yeah, no, that would be nice. But no, I want to put, man.
Just drop.
On the PlayStation 5, everyone's posting about it.
Everybody.
I really, everybody. Really want one. I really want one.
How much is a PlayStation 5 worth? I wouldn't have any guess.
600 is my guess.
Okay.
Does that sound like a lot?
I remember paying 180 for a secondhand PlayStation 1, mm-hmm. and that was chipped. Not chipped as in cracked on the side of it.
Five.
Kids wouldn't understand. Do you reckon kids would understand that? My PlayStation was chipped?
Probably not.
Are you still chipping PlayStations?
I feel like it would all be like cloud-based stuff.
Is there still people in the trading post doing chipping?
Man, the Big W, I guess what a Big W doing nowadays? They've got, there's so many accessories. The remote looks really cool.
It looks sick. I mean, I literally thought I wanted one too, just from seeing, this is the effect of seeing others and the hype and build up. Have you spoken to George today about his hype and build up and disappointment? Oh, no. CJ Henry. Hendry?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
CJ Hendry, the artist. Australian artist.
Mm-hmm. Based in New York.
But yeah, that's what I thought, she was American. Okay, I like the connection here. So, I mean, throw a spanner in the works, born in South Africa, mm-hmm. nationality Australian, lives in New York, but does some amazing, amazing stuff, like hand-drawn. The classic one that I've seen is the boxing gloves mm-hmm. that's done with pencil. That just looks so through, like they just, it looks like a black and white photo.
And like a paint blob. She does like the things that it looks like paint that's just being smeared onto a piece of paper, but it's actual pencil. Yeah.
She's amazing. Anyway, she draws a bit of hype around doing a drop of some of her artwork.
Yeah.
And I saw George this morning. He said, mate, 10 a.m., there's a drop. I'm going to be refreshing, making it happen. This is ticker tech back in the day. This was Red Hot Chili Peppers being on the blower with your mum's, you know, Visa card because you get quick access or some bullshit.
It was MasterCard, yeah.
MasterCard. Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, and there was a chance you'd actually, like the phone stuff as well, couldn't get through, couldn't buy. So there's always that anticipation, which there's a lot of anticipation around these paintings. And specifically this time, George was saying that there was potentially going to be ones that are really cheap. And so it was a weird,
like,
one.
Tiered pricing type thing. And they also, it looked, when I was looking on Instagram, they're like these really beautiful, like framed artwork that's like on a carpet material. They look sick. And they're all like, I think they're all, a lot of them are money themed.
Yeah,
they look awesome.
George was hoping to get the cheapest one, which he ended up getting nothing.
Oh, no.
And he was refreshing.
Went too cheap.
No, he was refreshing. Every time he refreshed, sold out.
Oh, no.
And so what is it? I mean, just from a technical, I said we would sort of workshop it on the show a little bit.
Yeah.
If you're waiting for something to drop, my suggestion, which is absolute just talking shit, you need a VPN, mate. You need to work out where she is. You need to log into a VPN located in the same city to have just this microsecond advantage.
Is that one way? It's an interesting concept. So what could you do?
Like, he's got fast internet at our office.
So I think you need a simultaneous approach. You need 5 or 6 people. Definitely don't use your iPhone. I remember when Hamish and Andy were doing their latest Perfect Holiday.
Yeah.
They did a they put up a store and they were just selling all of their stuff. And I just got into the hype. And I was like, oh, I'm going to buy something. It's too slow. But I think that the strategy is definitely, so the VPN, you wouldn't be doing it closer to her. You'd be doing it closer to her server. But then if it's a VPN.
So what about this? find the website, look at like right click inspect, find out what kind of site she's running, Word, whatever it be, like a
Shopify or something.
Shopify, where's Shopify's head HQ? Their services.
Well, you could look up. I mean, you could look up what was the what's her website?
CJHenry.live or something. CJ Hendry.
Hendry. Let's have a look.
Hendry.live. Is it .live? Yeah.
So if we have a look here.
So
yeah, so it's all sold out. All dollar signs. Dead. Looks cool. Monies is what it was called. And so if we were to, yeah, I wonder if you, so if you did like a DNS lookup, you could see where, could you see maybe where the server
I mean, it's
is
a lot of work, but it could work because I'm thinking, remember TV you could call through or like even radio, like, as you get into radio, you realize that it's actually nothing about the first caller most of the time, like because they're being screened. And so if you actually didn't have the right story or something, like you might not get through. Sometimes first in best dress. But to be honest, it's not because I was the Gronk answering the phone while on air running a shift, running a comp. Sometimes I just, fuck it, I'm picking number three. It's just switchboard three. It doesn't mean they're just all going. And so you could easily just frunk. And so you can see where it falls over with the human touch.
Yeah, I wonder. So it looks like there's a it's using Cloudflare. And so if it's using Cloudflare, so here you go.
this would have been so good for George.
Yeah, here you go. it's based in Ontario, Canada.
Great.
It is Shopify.
Yeah.
But the consideration is that it's using Cloudflare. Cloudflare is a CDN, a content delivery network. And so what a content delivery network does is it applies versions or copies of the website in all different locations around the world. Mm. And so if you're in Melbourne, you might go to, like, you might be sent to a Sydney address or something like that, or a Sydney hosting. So I don't know. I wonder. It'd be worthwhile researching and finding out what people would suggest. Because, I understand the thinking around doing a VPN and potentially accessing it, because there's a thing called propagation where it's, you know, getting sort of spread across the web, and it can sometimes take time. But
I mean, at this point, it seems like the weird thing, like a hacker developing something that refreshes and tries to buy. I mean, it's the opposite,
like
because hackers usually steal.
Some sort of automation thing. So, some of it would be really lo-fi, which is, does he have a his payment details in Chrome ready to go, autofill? Like, because if you're putting in your credit card, you've lost.
If you're just, hang on, fuck.
CSVs are wrong. Fuck.
Oh, I've copied and pasted and it doesn't allow spaces and so it's cut off half the numbers. Like, fuck. Mm. Jesus. Anyway, I said, mate, just go to Officeworks, print one out. Print it out, just put it up on your wall.
Yeah, GB says in the comments, I was refreshing on my laptop and phone, one finger on each every second. Was absolute bullshit. Yep, had payment ready to go, he says. Apple Pay loaded up. Couldn't have been more prepared. Sorry, GB.
Yeah, it's sad. But, it's gone. It's gone.
You don't need to be the art guy. Anyway, I'm going to go finish this tuna melt from Kelso's.
Yeah, nice.
Which is on Johnston Street. Definitely check them out. They do really good chippies as well. I would definitely recommend going there and picking something up.
Good one. Happy Fat Friday, Gronks.
Awesome, guys. All right, enjoy the rest of your day. See you tomorrow.
See ya.